So far, we have 5 semi-palmated sandpipers, 1 Dunlin, and 1 American golden plover that we know about. And they're all in this northwest corner, so there's probably a lot more out here we haven't found yet. They're laying eggs. That's the hard time to find them because they're not sitting on the nest all the time. So we have to keep coming out here every day because as they get to the incubating, then they'll be easier to find. So what row are you guys on now?
C6.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Oh, Marie, stop.
It flew way up there.
What did you see?
Pizza.
So does she map it?
Yeah, she has the map. It's fun to see their little nests. These teeny little eggs. They're so cute.
Shorebirds put an enormous amount of investment in shorebird eggs. Some 25% of the calcium in their body goes into making the shell. And so the size of the egg can be indicative of how much energy they have to put into the egg and how well the offspring might do afterwards. We basically put the eggs in a little thing of water, and depending upon where the egg sits, kind of gives you an indication of how far along it is in development. If it sinks all the way to the bottom and lays flat, it's a freshly laid egg. As the embryo develops inside, it starts floating to the surface, and then you know you're close to hatch. He's just going to set the trap on it.
There's the bird. I'm going to get it.
So what did he do? He walked around? I didn't see.
He tried to get in a couple of times at different places, and then he found the entrance and walked right in.
Can you tell if that's a male or female?
When we measured and we compared both sexes, then the male is the smaller one of the two.
So those bands are fitting all right?
Yeah. Can you prepare some blood stuff?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, we're ready. Needle.
Doesn't bleed very well when it's cold.
The culmen is 34.1.
Double check the bands before you let it go. Make sure we got it right.
It's green flag, red, and metal orange. Okay?
Okay.